Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Atlanta United. Celebrate HBC Unite at Atlanta United this Saturday, April 5th, as the Five Stripes take on FC Dallas. All HBCU students, alumni, faculty, family, and friends invited to attend. Get tickets at atlutd.com.
The Burt Show.
Not gonna lie, you guys made me feel a little insecure yesterday. I was listening to the show and it sounded so good. I'm like, damn, they don't need me. Dang, that's a really good show.
When you were emailing me during the show and complimenting a segment, I made sure to let Mo and Abby know. I'm like, everybody say hi to Burt because he's listening and he's actually weighing in real time to the segment.
Yeah, I was in the back of an Uber on the way to the airport, but I was listening to a couple of different segments. You guys sounded great.
Hey, thank you.
Really good. And I'm not surprised.
It felt good. We had fun. Yeah, overall, I was like super proud of everybody, and we had some really interesting topics and content, and we had a lot of good laughs.
Yeah,
so.
Sounded great.
So, deuces.
Bye. See you around.
No, we did miss you and Cassie. It's not the same when somebody's gone.
Well, and we have one gone today, which is so weird. So, I saw some of the videos online yesterday. You're going to have to explain to me the pain that was in this studio yesterday, and we found out after the show exactly what Mo had.
Well, it caught us both off guard yesterday when Mo came in limping to the studio because he was totally fine for this week. I mean, other than like the emotional burdens he's been carrying. And he's like, yeah, my foot has been hurting for the last like 24, 48 hours. And I go, well, that really, really, really sucks. But you don't really know what to do with it. You don't know like how much pain he's actually in. And then he started saying, I think it might be gout, which I thought was like a medieval disease. I'm a big Tudor fiend. Like I love like a Tudor documentary. And so I know that's what all those kings used to get back in the day. And so I'm like, you know, that's like getting scarlet fever. No one gets gout.
Right?
And sure enough, I guess he went to urgent care yesterday and got diagnosed with gout.
So I've known like three people that have had it in my entire life and they don't profile the same way Mo does. They all live on the water, so they all eat a lot of shellfish. They were overweight and they drank a whole bunch. That's not Mo's profile at all.
That's why it wasn't making sense to us. So he didn't just limp, like he hobbled into the studio. Like I asked him if it was okay to talk about in the first break on the air yesterday, which we did. So now we're giving everybody an update and we threw the symptoms out there and he said it started at his ankle and went down his ankle to his big toe and the toe next to it. And it was like in the arch and there was just like this throbbing pain. It was swollen and you could just tell the dude was in so much pain. And so I'm Mama KK and I'm like, don't just try to like dust it off. Like you need to go to urgent care as soon as you can after the show. And then I get home yesterday and Bart was like, hey, by the way, did you ever figure out what's going on with Mo? And I'm like, no, we haven't heard yet what he's dealing with. He's like, well, I hope it's not a blood clot. And I'm like, oh my God. I know, because he did so much traveling. So because he flew so much this past weekend and he flew from Atlanta to LA, LA to New York and New York back to Atlanta. He's like, and I'm like, text him right now and tell him to make sure he went to urgent care. And then it turns out urgent care is telling him it's a flare-up of gout.
Dang, gout. So I looked it up online yesterday a little bit also, and it's a type of arthritis. But you get it from ingesting a lot of uric acid. I'm not even sure exactly what that is. But yeah, I texted him yesterday and I said, I just want to let you know that your stock's gone down. We were going to have a kickball draft today. And normally he would have been the first pick. And now with that?
Nope.
Not going to happen.
No.
All right. So Mo's out today with any luck at all. He's going to be around family over the next couple of days. So
yeah,
that will help.
We asked him if he had any big travel plans and he's actually keeping it close to home and he's just going to be hanging out with family.
Okay. All right. Well, that was painful. Abby's about to experience experience our own bit of pain right now. Because now it's time for Plead the Fifth, the listener edition. You guys have come up with these questions for Abby, all designed to make her squirm and make her uncomfortable.
Man, Abby, and this one covers the gamut. There's questions about your relationships with the Bird Show members, the youth group members, the men in your life.
Oh.
Your cat.
Oh, that's an easy one
to
pass.
My cat, yeah. Plead the Fifth, there's nothing to say.
And your family.
And so, my family.
We're going to squeeze all of that and Plead the Fifth. We're going to do it.
I have a feeling you're going to figure out a way.
Question number one. Let's mess up the chemistry of the show.
Rank. There's always. Can we. Okay. No. I'm calling a red flag. I'll answer this question. This is the most boring question to answer because we have to answer it every week. Rank the youth group. Rank the Bird Show members.
This is what the people want.
How many times I got to answer this question?
I do feel like we've answered this question ad nauseum.
100 times.
No way. I have been listening to Plead the Fifth lately. The questions have been softballs, and most of you have been skirting and not giving actual answers, but giving clever loophole answers. And I've pegged it, and listeners have pegged it.
Okay, some honesty here. All right.
I will say this. This is a very cleverly worded question because it has never been asked this way before.
You got to give the people what they want.
Rank the relationships of your Bird Show coworkers from most to least likely to last.
This is a stupid question. Why would anyone ask this?
Yeah, Cassie, see how it feels?
By the way, next Plead the Fifth, it's going to be your turn.
So in 20 years.
Yeah, you got complaints? Yeah. All right, you're next.
Don't shoot the messenger. I'm just saying what they're saying on the Facebook.
Not liking what you hear? Then you're going to be next.
From most to least, like, how old are you now?
27.
All right, so
she's aging fast right now, though.
I'm now 31.
When you're 47... The coworkers most to least likely to last friendships.
Friendship? Wait, I'm confused. What's the question? Can we clarify the question?
Rank the relationships.
Bart and I, Amanda, Cassie and Chad, Tommy and Renee.
So the question hasn't changed.
No, it's not the couples. Just you on your own. You stand on your own merits.
What? I'm really confused what the question is.
Yeah. Oh wait.
Even Tommy's confused.
I think I misunderstood. I think you're right.
I think I am right.
Okay, what
am
is
I
it?
Ranking the relationships or am I ranking the relationships in the studio?
At this point, you're ranking the morning shows in Atlanta.
You're ranking what Kristen said.
So the marriages.
The marriages and the relationships.
Well, this is such an unfair question because it's not like I hang out with the couples all the time. Y'all are like older than me. I'm not having like couples dinners with y'all.
Well, I think my numbers speak for themselves.
Yeah. You would be very hard to be last on that list.
Well, if I was an investment banker, I would choose what was proven to be the most long lasting. So I'm just going to rank them by who's been together the longest. So I'm going Tommy number one, Cassie number two, Kristen number three, Mo number four. And you're just the number five.
Yeah, that makes sense. It's a good answer.
I hope that was interesting for you guys who keep asking these questions.
All right. Who makes you most uncomfortable on the show? Kaylee.
Who makes me the most uncomfortable on the show?
Yeah. You're so annoyed.
Yeah.
Well, you just are annoyed.
Can I be honest? I just think these are dumb questions. Who makes me the most uncomfortable? And it's not that I think the listeners are dumb. I just think they brought dumb content to the table. No, I'm just kidding.
That's she's not calling you guys stupid. She said you're being stupid. And that's very different things.
Uncomfortable. Who makes me the most uncomfortable?
On or off the air?
On or off the air? Well, I guess on the air, Tommy makes me the most uncomfortable.
There you go.
that's what I'm saying. Is that it's not that this isn't good, juicy content for you guys.
Mission accomplished.
Yeah.
All right. You meet the man of your dreams tomorrow.
Thank God.
Absolutely perfect in every way you want. And you want to build, he wants to build a future with you.
Okay.
But he's allergic to cats.
Oh, they have shots for that. He'll be fine.
No shot. The last one gave out. What do you do? Give up the man or the cats?
Her face right now, y'all.
Actually, I should be relieved because I'm like, was worried I was going to get deep cuts. I have to choose between him and the cats. I'm choosing my cats. You think I'm just going to give away my babies?
Way more dependable.
Way more dependable.
Yeah, sure.
Men have done me wrong. My cats have never done so. Yeah.
Glenn Powell is disappointed in you.
Glenn Powell is a dog guy.
Who would you drop from the youth group if you had to drop one member?
So we can get this question. Oh, my God. Okay. If I had to drop one member from the youth group, I just want y'all to come at me.
You're like, you're
I've okay. answered this question 17 times.
Can we do this again next week with Abby with more advanced questions?
Oh, yeah. I've got some cutthroat questions I can bring to the table if you want to challenge.
Yeah, we can do it next week when we're on vacation.
I've got one.
Okay, let's do it later. Hey, can you come up with these later in the show?
Yeah.
Okay,
I've got one that I've said to Abby before, and she said, if you ask me that question, I will quit on the spot.
I literally will ask you to dump it immediately, Katie. Like, I will quit. Because it's not a good question. It's just meant to hurt me.
Go ahead.
It's just meant to hurt me. What am I? Yeah, cats. I'm choosing my cats. Oh, who do I have to drop from the youth group?
Yeah.
We'll go Mikey.
Yeah, he's the funny one.
Do you want to give it a reason why?
Well, because I guess if I'm choosing between like who I hang out with the most, I hang out with Rebecca the most. She comes with me on all my girls' trip. I go and hang out with Jackson in the back a lot. And then every time I see Mikey, he like seems annoyed to see me. So, yeah, get him out of here.
What about Amber?
I love Mikey, but Mikey doesn't love me.
Is Amber still part of the youth group?
Yeah, Amber's cool.
All right. Last question. What's one thing you don't like about your brothers? Soon to be a fiance.
Oh, now we're getting some juicy.
You have to say something.
Oh, but this is honest because I've already talked about this, and it's not
and
personal.
It has to be something that you haven't talked about.
No, you can't be throwing. That's ridiculous. I think the age thing is the only thing that really caught me off guard. Was I was like, you're a 30-year-old man, but she's very mature for her age. She's 23. I would say the age thing. I thought it's not that I think that should disqualify her from dating her, but when they got together, I immediately was like, 23 is too young for you.
All right. Well,
okay.
There you go.
So there we go. That I would qualify that as a tough question.
Okay. Annoyed Abby. Annoyed that you guys aren't hitting her with tougher questions. So 9 o'clock, Cassie will come back with more hard-hitting questions for you. Okay? Okay.
You asked for it.
You asked for it. You said, they're too easy.
I got one, Cassie. Let's talk in the hall.
I'll quit.
Abby quits at 9 o'clock.
Step into the world of power. Loyalty and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business?
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus terms and conditions apply.
Hour this morning.
The Bert Show.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Bert Show's entertainment buzz.
They say a spoonful of sugar helps the medicine go down, and I'm going to give you a little heads up that we have to get through a tough story before we get to a little sweet treat at the end. And of course, I'm talking about Kanye West. We got to get through the Kanye West news because it's everywhere. I know. But I promise there's something really good after this story.
But this is exactly what he wants. So I have a hard time engaging in these stories because every time I feel like I engage in it, it's a win for him. And I think this is his strategy.
What I'll tell you about this is he's revealing why his wife Bianca left him. So it's really more gossip than him being once again controversial. Although there's also some controversy
because
involved in this.
Because he's intolerable.
He's really intolerable. So he's coming out with a new album titled World War III. I'm uncomfortable with that name, but he's basically released a new track called Bianca, which of course is the name of his wife. And he reveals that in this track that she actually left him after his tweets made her have a panic attack for obvious reasons because they were heinous and basically said, quote, my baby, she ran away, but first she tried to get me committed, talking about how they got married, not going to the hospital because I'm not sick. I just do not get it. So Bianca is like very sentient about what's going on with Kanye. So she's obviously seen what's going on with him, and that's why she decided to leave him, and he's aware of that.
Let me be careful about the wording of this, but I feel like sometimes you evolve and you're more healthy. You're unhealthy when you get into a relationship, right, with somebody that is matching your unhealthiness, and then you evolve and they do something where you're like, bing, the light goes off and you're like, not entirely healthy, but healthier than this. So I got to get out of it, right? And I feel like that's what she did because nobody healthy would get into a relationship with Kanye West.
And when she says that his tweets gave her a panic attack, Which one? Because there's been so many.
You guys, I mean, I'm just thinking, like, could you imagine every day dealing with a different stress from your significant other, never knowing what they're going to say and how different their values are? But she got into this. I mean, she knew who he was.
Well, so, and I don't want, I know this can get muddied, especially because we know that there's mental health struggles here. And it's not that you should abandon somebody just because they're dealing with a mental health struggle or mental health issues, but if you're not willing to address it, if you're not willing to help yourself, if you're not willing to work on yourself so you can be better for yourself and for others, that's the point where it's like you can only subject yourself to so much of it. Like, you don't want to give up on somebody. You don't want to give up on your spouse. You want to believe that they're going to, that if you offer help, they're going to take it. But you can only offer help so many times before it's like you aren't going to do anything to help yourself. You're just going to continue to hurt yourself and hurt me. I have to walk away.
This is the friend that you have that consistently goes back to the dude that they break up all the time. You know, it's a toxic relationship, but they're so in love and there's this gravitational pull and that you just, you just are like, hey, if you go back to this guy, that's on you now. He's shown you everything that he is. So if you go back, do not complain to me about the same things you were complaining about a couple of months ago.
I just, from the mental health standpoint, I don't want people out there who are bipolar or have borderline personality disorder or have schizophrenia to think that they aren't worthy of love, they aren't lovable, they aren't going to get to have a relationship. Because I don't believe that. I believe that there is somebody out there that's going to support you and love you as long as you're also willing to put in the work and the effort to help yourself.
Yeah, and I don't want to excuse it either. You have to take responsibility for your own life.
Yeah.
So get help and then engage in a relationship with somebody that's healthy.
Exactly. All right, well, the sweet treat I wanted to give y'all for getting through this Kanye West story, we don't have time for.
Oh,
but
no, I need it.
No,
let's go long.
Yes, we do.
We do? I need it.
We do?
Yep.
Cleanse the palate. It's going to be a couple of minutes.
Okay, that's fine.
Okay, well, the most joyful show on streaming services right now is Love on the Spectrum. I am so obsessed with the show, and one of the main people on the show that they follow, which, of course, is a show all about people on the autism spectrum finding love. He's actually based in Atlanta. His family. I believe is from Cumming, and I love watching his story play out because he is so delightfully candid and snarky and funny.
Was this the dude on Kelly Clarkson the other day?
I don't know because I didn't see the clip of who it was, but this guy's name is Connor Tomlinson. And if you thought my standards were high, this guy freaked out when he found out he was going to be going on a date with someone with blonde hair.
She showed me a picture of her, and she was a very attractive young lady. Her name is Kate, and she's blonde, but I didn't think that we were so hung up on the hair color. I just kind of thought these are a really nice family.
And you didn't think to tell me?
Connor.
I can hear just fine.
Okay.
Speak.
I feel like you're upset with me.
I am very upset with you.
All I was trying to do was to help you get to meet somebody that was a nice person and from a nice family. And heart in the right place.
Yep.
I think tomorrow is just about meeting somebody new and having fun.
I guess so.
Aww.
I was expecting something else. The whole dating experience and dating world is full of unknowns. But literally, you're going to meet someone new tomorrow. It's exciting.
Okay, all right,
it's
all
exciting.
Right.
Yeah. I know. I guess I could give blondes a try. I mean, the Targaryen women have gold, silver hair and violet eyes. I mean,
Denise, what was her name?
Daenerys Targaryen, first of her name, queen of the Andals and the Rhoynar and the first men, lady of the Seven Kingdoms and protector of the realm.
Mm. Would you go on a date with her?
50-50.
Well, he doesn't end up having to compromise.
How dare you even contemplate not doing that story here?
I was
going
to push it. I was going to push it because we have more clips because this guy just has like the best one-liners and just the best scenes. Anytime I see him come on my screen, I just get the biggest smile on my face because I know I'm about to see like the cutest, just most fun interaction between either him and a girl or him and his family. His mom just seems like such an angel. She handles some of the struggles and the challenges that their family has, you know, just navigating his diagnosis. And she just seems so even keeled and just knows exactly the right words to say to him to get him excited for a date. And there's this really cute scene where they're hanging out in their kitchen and he ends up not having to compromise and gets ready to go on a date with a girl with brown hair. So he's very excited about going out with a brunette. And he says a phrase about being excited to go out with a girl, but he doesn't quite know what it means.
I think I'm good.
Sounds like you're ready for a date, brother.
All right. If copper feel I must, then copper feel I shall. What is that? I don't know. Wait, what is that?
No, mean? Finish it.
Then copper feel I shall.
Sweet.
All right.
No idea what that means, though.
Copper feel means grab a girl's boob.
Oh, my God. Can we cut that out? I did not know that.
That's so cute. This guy's from here?
Yes.
I love this. We got to get him here. In here.
I would love to. Now, here's the last clip, and I want to play this just because it'll make you believe in love again. It is so exciting and so joyful to see somebody fall in love in real time. And Connor is so animated that when he's falling in love with this girl that he's starting to go out with named Georgie, his eyes literally light up like a cartoon character. And there's this scene where they're at, I believe, Chateau Alain. They're at Chateau Alain. They're sitting at a bar stool and they're talking to each other and they're having a date. And then just midway through the date, he just looks at her and goes, I need a second. And he runs off and just goes, where have you been all my life?
Georgie, would you excuse me a moment? I need to use the restroom.
Yeah, sure.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back.
Okay.
She's something else. Aww. Where have you been all my life? Where have you been? Where have you dove sei stato tutta la mia vita?
That's where have you been all my life in Italian.
So adorable. Yeah. I can't even take it.
And I love this show because there may be people out there who haven't had experiences with people with autism. So the wealth of information and education and understanding, because just this past Wednesday was World Autism Awareness Day. So I love that we're doing this. And just so you can have a better understanding and more empathy. It's precious.
There's a clip going around of Kelly Clarkson with somebody from that show also, Dating on the Spectrum, it's called.
Love on the Spectrum.
Love on the Spectrum. That is talking about his love life also. But he also really loves Jack Black, and that is his dream to meet Jack Black. And Kelly Clarkson has Jack Black there to meet him. And this guy cannot stop hugging Black Jack.
Jack
Black.
That's a different actor.
Black Jack. Different show.
Yep.
Totally different show.
That one's
show.
On BET. All right, I'm going to find that clip and I'm going to bring it up for the next E-Buzz. Okay.
His name is Tanner.
Tanner. Oh, okay. Oh my God, and Tanner is so cute,
yes,
too.
Yeah.
I'm going to be talking about the show for a really long time, but coming up, the White Lotus casting director says there were two roles actors kept refusing to take. I'm going to reveal which of the characters took the longest to cast on your next E-Buzz on the Burt Show.
Well, we have nothing to do because Abby went so long on that. I can't believe you went so
I'm
long.
I'm so sorry. Five and a half minutes longer. Oh, I ruined the show.
The Burt Show.
Want to see what pure joy looks like? You need to go to the Burt's Big Adventure Instagram and watch Burt's Big Adventure KJ in the front row watching the Atlanta Hawks cheering from his wheelchair with such enthusiasm. It looked to me like he was going to fall out of that wheelchair.
Oh, the way he was jumping up and down.
Oh, my God.
With just, like you said, pure joy and excitement.
Pure joy.
Oh, it'll make your heart burst with happiness.
So let me just set this up real quick, and then I'm going to need an update because I wasn't here for it. I was supposed to be at that game, but had to be in Chicago for freaking business. That is one of those things where you look back and you're like, gosh darn it, maybe I should have skipped the trip and really done something more meaningful. But KJ is our Burt's Big Adventure kid that absolutely loves basketball. He's in a wheelchair. I can't remember what he has.
He has spina bifida and hydrocephalus. So he is nonverbal, but very much speaks through his eyes and facial expression. And it's very apparent he knows what's going on around him, even though he can't vocalize it.
And he loves watching basketball with his dad. Only recently has he said that he wants to join a basketball league, like a wheelchair league also. So he loves the Hawks and he loves basketball. So if you guys remember remember when we did our Burt's Big Adventure send-off, we surprised him by telling him that the Atlanta Hawks were going to sign him to a one-day contract. They were going to hold a press conference for him also. Then they were going to bring him courtside. Maybe some of the players would come up and hang out with him. And then he was going to watch the game from there also. They're going to give him a jersey. They were really going all out, right? So this is where I need the update because it happened and I saw it on Instagram, but I haven't heard about it yet. So can you quickly tell me how amazing it was? Because I know Mo was there. Yeah, he's not here today.
I know. I wish you could hear from his vantage, but he did share beautifully what he got to witness. So, yeah, these are VIP kids that have VIP experiences that create magical moments. And that's what Burt's Big Adventure is all about. And we have a great relationship with the Atlanta Hawks. When we reached out to them about KJ and doing something special for the family, they were like, absolutely. And let's just say, like, they were promising some pretty big deliverables. Mm-hmm. And let's just say they exceeded every expectation.
And keep in mind, they're in the middle of a season right now. They are fighting for the playoffs. So you can imagine how busy it is down there right now.
So KJ and his family, his mom, Greta, his dad, Kari, his sister, Kai, they all arrive at State Farm Arena. They go through the player entrance, not any other, like not even a VIP, the actual player entrance. They get a tour of the locker room, which is where they find his very own cubby. So he has his own cubby in the Hawks locker room with his name, KJ Davis, on it, with his custom jersey, and it's got KJ on it, and he was number one, baby, for the game. And so they get to take a tour of the practice facilities and the practice court. Like, they're seeing everything. And then after that, it was time to go to meet the players. So they go courts, like, they're courtside sitting there, and practically every single player comes up, and you look at the photos, they knew they were meeting a fellow Hawk. You know what I'm saying? Like, this, because KJ got signed to a legitimate contract to be a Hawk for a day. That's their teammate.
Yeah, that's their teammate.
So, you know, there's Trae Young, there's Dyson Daniels, there's Dominic Barlow. They're giving him fist bumps. They're signing his poster board that he had.
For those that don't know the Hawks at all, those are the top players for the Hawks right there. And Trae is becoming legendary with the Hawks.
And then, of course, the legend that is Dominique Wilkins. They get to meet him.
Crazy.
And if there is one particular video of KJ, and it's a video that's shot from behind him, and he's looking at the court, and he's in his wheelchair, and he is just bouncing up and down with just absolute joy and excitement. So then after that is when they go to the press conference room. And so Mo was there for all of everything courtside. He got to be a part of the press conference. There, KJ is sitting with his dad. They have the contract in front of him. The general manager, Landy Fields, introduces KJ as the newest Atlanta Hawk.
Okay, now the general manager of the Hawks. This is the guy that's responsible for the entire roster, making the trades, getting people in, bouncing all the numbers off. This is the guy that runs the show, man.
Yeah, and he's sitting there, and it's in the actual press conference room where all the big, like, all the Hawks go. Harry the Hawk apparently followed KJ the entire time, like, just amping everybody up. And Mo just said, it honestly, like, this family is, I mean, Greta and Kari and KJ and Kai, they're just such an incredible family, and we're so deserving and appreciative of this. So that now after all that, they get to enjoy the game. So they have incredible seats, access to the Delta Club, again, VIP all the way. Then during the second quarter, right, they put KJ and his family on the Jumbotron, and they announce him as the Atlanta Hawk, right? Like, Atlanta Hawk for a day. And all of State Farm erupts into cheers and cheers for him.
Great.
I'm like, goosebumps. So he gets acknowledged on the Jumbotron. Everybody cheers for him. And then, because again, we don't, you know, go big or go home. Third Eye Productions stepped up, and the Davis family got to stay in a fancy hotel room at the Signia downtown. And also Third Eye Productions gave them money for souvenirs and, you know, took care of everything. Cause they're like, if you're going to live like an athlete, you know, or if you're going to play like an athlete, you had to live like an athlete.
Unreal.
And it was
what
just from top to bottom, and the photos on the Burt's Big Adventure Facebook page and Instagram, dude, if you need to feel good, if you've been having a rough week, a rough day, whatever, and you just need a smile on your face, go look at KJ and him becoming a hawk for a day, and your heart will melt.
We've got a, just from behind the scenes, just want to give you this, is that there's a whole bunch of, it took a village to put the whole thing together. Mm-hmm. But my contact over there is a guy named John. John was so into this that he was planning it with me while he was on vacation with his family in Hawaii.
Wow.
So that's how into it they were. So thank you to the like dozen people over at the Atlanta Hawks that made that night come true, man. It really did take a village.
I mean, every little detail. They really, for to the Atlanta Hawks, you guys just went absolutely above and beyond for that family.
The Burt Show.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Okay, so let's talk about sports here, but not nearly as beautiful as that. This is the wussification of America right here, and I've been preaching it for years and years and years, is that sometimes we're just making it too soft for our kids right now. Everybody gets a trophy, you know. So, Chad, as I'm walking in here today, is already, I gotta tell you about this. And he's our engineer here, and this is so typical right now that the parents of other soccer teams that are playing against his kid are complaining that his kid's team is too good.
That sums it up pretty good.
Ridiculous.
And let me preference by saying my son has only been playing soccer for, it'll be 2 years in June. So he's not some phenom or anything like that.
This is a group of how old?
There are 11-year-olds that are playing in U13. So they're already playing up two divisions, right?
Mm-hmm.
So they are a group of kids that have played indoor soccer for 2 years on separate teams. And one of the coaches said, I want to put together a team to play in this tournament that we do every year where in the winter we bring all the good teams from Gwinnett County, let them play inside, and we play an indoor tournament during the winter. He said, I want to see what our kids can do. Well, they did pretty well. They finished 5-5, and they did very well, we thought. So he said, hey, what if we put these kids in a outdoor league? I'll be the coach.
And again, this is the first time they've played together.
They have first time they've ever played as a team together.
Okay.
None of them have played outdoor except for the 5 games that we have played so far.
Okay.
Okay. We have won our 5 games by a combined score of 39-2.
Well, I don't know a lot about soccer, but I know that's a lot of points. That's a lot of goals.
It's a lot of goals. And again, I just want to establish that these are 11-year-olds playing against 13-year-olds.
Yes.
Okay. And they're beating them how much?
We are 39-2.
Okay.
You got one heck of a goalie, too, man.
Our goalie has 22 blocks.
Yes. That's crazy.
He's also 7'8". He's got a wingspan of 12 feet.
And God, I love our goalie. I love our goalie to death so much that I gave him my 1994 Mexico goalie, Campos goalie jersey to wear in goal.
He's that good.
I mean, he's such a good kid, but he can't run 20 feet.
Yeah.
He's perfect in between the goal, yeah. Right? But he can't run 20 feet. So that's all he's going to do is be a goalie, and he's great at it. But these kids have never played outside. Mm-hmm. We lose the ball 5-6 times a game because we can't throw it in correctly.
Mm-hmm.
We lose the ball 6-7 times a game because we're offsides because they've never dealt with this.
Right.
So we knew the kids were decent and they probably needed to be playing even in a, mm-hmm. a level up than where they are, but they didn't know any of the fundamentals of outdoor soccer. So we said, let's let them play this. And then we had no idea that they would be doing this. But the parents are complaining.
Mm-hmm.
The chief complaint is this team should be academy level. They're an academy level team that just came in here to run this league. No, ma'am.
Oh, so they feel like you guys are like, you're trying Ringers. To hustle. Like you're trying to hustle the league.
Yeah, we're hustling them.
And this was an experiment, really.
It's an experiment. We had no idea how this would work. So they're complaining. So much so that we are going to start playing 8-11.
You're taking 3 men off the field?
Take 3 men off the field. Now, as you sit there agape, I want to tell you that our last game on Sunday was in the rain, so we had a lot of people that didn't show up. We played the first 5 minutes, 8-11, and we're up 2-0. So these parents think it's not cool that we practice extra, but the rules say we can practice extra. Don't penalize my kids for working harder. Look at your kid and say, hey, you're not as good as him. Why is that? Because he works harder than you.
Amen.
That's what this is supposed
Amen.
To be about.
Amen!
Snaps. Snaps.
Abby even approves. I must have done something right.
The Bird Show.
We apologize if you strangely are getting ads for gout this morning on your phone. We are responsible for that. And so is Mark Zuckerberg, even though he denies it.
Actually, Mo is responsible for that because Christina Holmes posted in our Facebook fan group that she listened to the segment. And if you don't know, poor Mo is out. He was in a lot of pain yesterday and he thinks he has gout. And so she posted she's getting ads for gout flare-ups and studies on how to like avoid your favorite food so you don't get a gout flare-up as soon as she listened to the segment.
Must be coincidence, man, because Zuckerberg has told us, nah, your phones aren't lit. You people are crazy. Well, if you're getting ads for gout this morning, we apologize.
Well, what does that say about our show?
I know, right? We are aging out quick, man.
All right, Kristen. The latest chapter with Jimmy, your toddler.
Okay, so here's the deal. I've been documenting over the last couple of weeks all the tantrums my sweet little now 4-year-old has thrown and the reasons behind them. So all parents of toddlers, you know that those little brains are developing so fast and these little emotional terrorists can be so unreasonable and they get thrown off the littlest things. They fly off the handle over the littlest things.
Fixated on things.
Oh, man. And the tantrums. So there was no terrible twos for us. We did have a three-nager, and now I don't know what's going on here in the beginning of the fours, but he is defiant isn't the right word, but he's very particular and gets thrown very easily and is just, he's stubborn as a mule, all right? So I'm going to give you the list that I have of why he has lost his S. And if you would like to share what caused your toddler to go into a tizzy, 1-855-BIRD-SHOW, 855-237-8746. We have done this before. Misery loves company. So come on. Like Chapel Rowan says, every parent looks dead in the eyes. And this is why.
1-855-BIRD-SHOW. When we come back after spring vacation break, we should do who had the temper tantrum again, your toddler or your husband. And then we have to try to guess.
All right, so he threw a massive tantrum the other day because I peed before him. Seems reasonable.
Oh, really?
Yes, yes. I went to the we got home. I had to go so bad. Uh-huh. I went to pee, and he is standing at the door sobbing, crying because I had the audacity to pee before him. And, yeah, and then I had the audacity to wash my hands before him.
What?
And I'm trying to explain that, well, when you use the potty, you wash your hands. And I went to the potty and I need to wash my hands. This kid was inconsolable that I peed before him and I washed my hands before him.
I know you're one of these parents that likes to reason and listen to your kids. So does he have a reason why he is feeling the way he is about you going first?
That's the thing. A lot of times there isn't a reason. There's no logic here, right? Because their little brains are there's no logic and you can't reason with them. So I got to the point because I was getting so frustrated and I'm like, listen, kid, life's not fair. You can't always get what you want.
There you go.
Sometimes you're going to have to pee second, and that's just the way it goes.
That's the truth. Here is Julie totally feeling you. Good morning, Julie. But our phones suck. So.
Oh, no. Her toddler took her out.
Yeah, I know, right? Again, you'll see a theme here. I got in the shower before him.
Oh.
So he and I will sometimes take showers together. So this time, you gotta pick and choose your battles, friends. I actually, sopping wet, got out of the shower so he could get in the shower so he could get in the shower first. And then I got back in the shower. This one, you want to go ahead and take Kim?
I'm going to try.
Okay.
Hey, Kim. Good morning.
Hey there. Good morning.
Good morning. Okay. Your toddler had a temper tantrum over what?
Over poop. He did not like that we decided to flush his poop while he was sleeping.
Oh, yeah.
Were you supposed to save it? Yeah. Or he wanted to be responsible?
Apparently.
Kim.
Yeah, he got up, in the middle of the night, needed to go, and so then he had to get back in bed, and then he was like, wait, no, don't flush my poop.
Yeah, so Kim, as a mother of a toddler, that I ask about everything. When he goes pee, I go, do you want to flush the toilet or do you want mama to flush the toilet? Like, because I'm trying to prevent a tantrum. Like, if he tells me, like, I want to. And then I make sure, because I don't want to do anything that's going to set this kid off, because he's like a little freaking time bomb.
You knew we'd get calls on this. Yes. Hey, Nicole, good morning. You were on the Burke Show.
Good morning. My toddler got very mad at me yesterday because I drank all the water out of my water bottle and he didn't get any, even though his cup was full.
Yeah.
Because even though his cup was full is the key. Thank you.
We were on the way home from his baseball game or baseball practice. I can't remember which one. And I was having a talk with him about not playing in the dirt during baseball practice or your baseball game, that you got to focus. You got to be baseball ready. He got so upset with me. He said I was the meanest mommy in the whole wide world, and he was never going to play with me again.
They are very black and white, man. They want to retire from everything that doesn't go well.
Mama, you are so mean, but I want to play with the dirt. And I go, Bubba, I know you want to play with the dirt, and you can do that after the game. I'm never playing with you again.
Hey, Kate, good morning. You're on the Burt Show.
Hey, how are you?
Good, thank you.
So my toddler's whole little thing is his tantrum is over the fact that his knees are stuck to his legs.
wait, you're going to have to do a play-by-play on this. How did we discover this and when?
When we figured out that it's now time for short weather.
Yeah.
And he's like, no, my knees. And I said, no, it's their shorts. No, my knees are stuck to my legs. There's no reasoning with that.
Yeah.
Thank you, Kate.
This is what we're talking about, Bert. There's no logic here.
I get it.
This just happened the other day. So he went to a birthday party. They had a balloon artist, and he got a balloon animal, and it popped on the way home. So he was obvious. That makes sense. He was upset. But the remnants of said balloon were on the counter. And I went and I threw the remnants of the balloon away. And he was upset with me because he wanted to throw the balloon away.
They want to be in control of their lives, Kristen.
So this is what I did, right? Again, pick and choose your battles. I'm like, I'm not. So I go and I open the trash bin and I pull out, obviously I've been watching Bluey because I just called it a bin. I pull out the remnants of the balloon and I hand it to him so he can throw it away. So he threw it away, but then he got mad that it was my foot on the trash can pedal and not his because he wanted to push the pedal on the trash can. I can't win!
Ayani, good morning. You're on the Burt Show.
Good morning. My toddler lost his mess because he had a Capri Sun in his hand and there was one on the dresser and I didn't give him the one on the dresser instead of what was in his hand.
Yep. All right. Yep. Because that one on the dresser, man, it tastes better than the one that's in his hand.
It's a special one.
Prime Real Estate. One more. Emily, good morning. Your toddler freaked out over what?
I just want to preface this by saying she is the middle child. she got mad that the drive-thru at Chick-fil-A was not moving fast enough, and she started cussing at them.
I'm right there with her. I had that tantrum yesterday.
The Burt Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.